It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In grade school, we learn how Columbus set out in search of India. Today, we're turning the tables and going in search of Columbus. Columbus, Ohio, that is. Here to tell us what she discovered in the capital city of the Buckeye State is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Okay, New Girl, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be back.
Columbus. My sense is, unless you have ties to Ohio State, you probably haven't been there. So tell us why we should go.
Well, you know, and I don't have ties to Ohio State, and this was my first visit just a week ago, and I had a ball. It's a very compact, walkable city. It's a capital city, so it's going to have a lot of charms right there. Amazing food scene, arts, culture, interesting neighborhoods. The German Village, the Short North, certainly rise to the top of the list. A lot of high-quality independent retail. But more than anything, it's so walkable. There's such an ease to it. And it's 3 hours away from Pittsburgh. I think it's just got to be on everyone's list.
And so the Short North has gotten plenty of press, both regionally and nationally. So clue us into this.
Okay, this is a neighborhood, like so many, you know, city center neighborhoods in big cities across the U.S., that had somehow fallen by the wayside. And in the 80s, there was a move afoot to bring it back to life. And it's been refashioned as an arts district. It runs along High Street between downtown and the Ohio State campus. There is so much to do there. It's chock-a-block with murals, first of all. So as an art lover, it's a real treat. Great store. Independent owned shops, clothing stores, home decor stores, a great food scene. You can pick up a walking tour map at the visitor center, and just spend a lot of time there walking, browsing. It's kind of like a little bit of the, you know, hipster maybe cafe set, but it's really a model for how neighborhoods around the country can reimagine themselves. You can go there and think, wow, what could we do? What more could we do in Lawrenceville or Penn Garfield, what have you? It serves as a blueprint.
We've all heard of the Columbus Zoo and its director emeritus, Jack Hanna, who's been torturing David Letterman with every manner of oddball animals for years now. Should we pay a visit? And what other attractions do you recommend in the capital of the Buckeye State?
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to say. We did pay a visit to the Columbus Zoo, and I saw a lot of people there who did not have kids in tow. So it's really something for everyone. No Jack Hanna sightings on my visit, but five discrete sections are going to open this huge new African savanna in 2014. You just learn so much when you go to a zoo. It's worthwhile. But the other thing I absolutely loved is I paid a visit to the Wexner Center for the Arts, which is on the OSU campus, and they have an exhibit right now called The Clock. It's a contemplation on time with thousands of film clips interspersed, and I don't want to give it away. All I can say is that it's wrapping up in about a week, and if you can get yourself to Columbus to see The Clock at the Wexner, you will thank me.
All right. Food, glorious food. You found a lot to like in Columbus.
So many amazing restaurants. I'm going to start with Rigsby's Kitchen, which opened in the late 80s in the Short North. This chef got a James Beard nod very recently. He is so talented. I had an amazing seafood stew there. Right across the street, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. People may have heard of her. She wrote a book that won a James Beard Award. The flavor that I enjoyed the most, goat cheese with roasted cherries, wild berry lavender. Was what my son liked, so take a cue from there. Bodega in the North Star Cafe. North Star, great place for breakfast in the neighborhood in Short North. Pistacia Vera, Schmitz, the German restaurant. I can go on and on. This is an amazing town for food. You just go there and think, eat.
That's some crazy sounding food, too.
And good. Oh, baby.
Okay. All right. Where should we stay during our visit?
All right, perfect spot. We stayed here and loved it. The Hilton is right between the Short North and downtown, just opened in October. We're talking very sort of glammy setup. Their restaurant isn't really a hotel restaurant. It's a restaurant in a hotel gallery, and I don't say that lightly. It's had some amazing food there. This scallop dish with a foie gras on top. I mean, I'm just still thinking about all the great food
I had
in Columbus. So not only is that hotel well situated, it's beautiful, spanking new, and a great restaurant right on the premises.
That's perfect. Now, I hear that one of your favorite things about Columbus is bound to resonate with Pittsburghers, and I can hardly stand the suspense. What, pray tell, is it?
You, my fellow sports fan, may or may not know that the Columbus Blue Jackets of the NHL will be in the Eastern Conference, same as the Penguins, next year. So if you can't snag that ticket at Consol, you go over 3 hours. The Blue Jackets playing at Nationwide Arena. Gorgeous setup. Doesn't usually sell out. You go see the Pens. Plus, we can now more closely go see our rivals, the Flyers, the Rangers, the Devils. We can even see those dreaded Red Wings over there and boo Marian Hossa. Some of us still do, those of us with long memories like me. Yeah, but love it. We actually did take in a Blue Jackets game, and they are the little engine that could. They beat the mighty Anaheim Ducks in an overtime game, and I just love that we now have two fabulous options to see our beloved Penguins.
Right, and the Penguins, because of the lockout this year, don't even have Columbus on the schedule.
Exactly, but that will change.
That will
change.
Fingers
crossed next year. We should have more than one game, a couple games,
right.
I think, easily.
They would be scheduled anyway, but now there'll be more opportunities, more games, more opportunities to go to Columbus. And now, after hearing you, I really want to go there. Elaine LaBaume, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, a tale of two theaters, the Palace in Greensburg and the Roxian in McKees Rocks, and we'll make a visit to Fame High. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.